Prime Minister Narendra Modi has granted India's military complete operational freedom to respond to the deadly Pahalgam attack in Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, AOJEC, a senior Indian government source told AFP on Tuesday. The move comes after India blamed Pakistan for the assault, without presenting any evidence, deepening tensions between the nuclear-armed neighbors. Modi held a closed-door meeting with army and security chiefs on Tuesday, instructing the armed forces to independently decide the mode, targets, and timing of a response. The government later released video footage showing a stern Modi meeting Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and military officials. Meanwhile, cross-border gunfire continued along the line of control, LOC, with India accusing Pakistan of unprovoked small arms fire for the fifth consecutive night. Pakistan Army shot down two Indian drones violating its airspace, while India did not publicly respond at the time of the writing of this article. As tensions soared, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres held separate telephone calls with Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif and India's foreign minister to express deep concern over the situation. During the call, Prime Minister Shehbaz reiterated Pakistan's condemnation of terrorism in all its forms but rejected India's accusations as baseless. He stressed that Pakistan demands a transparent and neutral investigation into the Pahalgam attack and voiced alarm over India's alleged attempts to delegitimize the Kashmiri freedom struggle. The PM also criticized India's weaponization of water resources, calling it unacceptable, and emphasized that water is vital to 240 million Pakistanis. He warned that Pakistan would defend its sovereignty with full force against any Indian misadventure, urging the UN chief to counsel India to act responsibly and exercise restraint. Guterres appreciated Pakistan's efforts for regional peace and warned that the world could not afford escalation between two nuclear-armed states at this critical time. Relations between India and Pakistan have sharply deteriorated following the April 22 attack in Pahalgam, which killed 26 civilians, the deadliest such assault in Kashmir in years. Indian authorities have issued wanted posters for three suspects, two alleged Pakistanis and one Indian. Rewards of 2 million Indian rupees, $23,500, have been announced for each suspect, as Indian forces conduct sweeping arrests across the region. The atmosphere has fueled fears of a repeat of the 2019 Pulwama crisis, where a deadly bombing in Kashmir triggered retaliatory airstrikes by both countries. Modi's strong rhetoric, including vows to pursue terrorists to the ends of the earth, has amplified global concerns about the risk of open conflict.